This is Highland Radio News.
In this bulletin, the Taoiseach has said Sinn Féin's approach to climate change is beyond all credibility during a heated row over the carbon tax. The Ukrainian president's told the United Nations Security Council there's not a single crime Russian troops wouldn't commit. A GoFundMe page has been set up for a family whose house has been destroyed by fire in Newton Cunningham. And the introduction of regional health areas has been described as a step in the right direction in Sláinte care reforms. Good evening. We'll have all the latest in sports news with Kenny Harkin a little later in the bulletin. First in news, though, the Taoiseach has said Sinn Féin's approach to climate change is beyond all credibility during a heated row over the carbon tax. Mary Lou McDonald told the Dáil there is no justification for next month's planned carbon tax increase given the rapidly rising cost of fuel, while Micheál Martin said any impact of the rise will be offset by government so consumers don't feel it. But the Taoiseach justified the existence of the carbon tax as a way of discouraging fossil fuel use.
We've already brought down by about 9 euros and 12 euros what would have been the costs for petrol and diesel and so on. And we will make sure that any increase on carbon tax, we will offset. But we have to do much more than that, is my point. To my earlier response, it needs more substance. I heard you on Sunday morning about the mini budget, but it was so threadbare in substance as to be beyond any credibility.
The Ukrainian president told the United Nations Security Council there's not a single crime Russian troops wouldn't commit. It follows mass killings in Bucha near the Ukrainian capital. The Kremlin insists footage showing bodies in the city streets were staged. The European Commission's proposed new sanctions against Moscow. Vladimir Zelensky's hit out against the Russian regime.
They are deliberately blocking city, creating mass starvation. They deliberately shoot columns of civilians on the road trying to escape from the territory of hostilities. They even deliberately blow up shelters where civilians hide from airstrikes.
A GoFundMe page has been set up for a family whose house has been destroyed by fire in Newton Cunningham. The blaze is believed to have broken out at the single-storey property in Coal Hill yesterday afternoon between 1 and 2pm. There were two people in the house at the time of the fire who managed to escape. Local councillor Paul Canning says weather conditions yesterday hampered efforts to extinguish the blaze.
Between 1 and 2 o'clock. There was smoke seen coming out of a single-storey dwelling just behind the Coal Hill cottages. And the next thing, the house went up in flames. There was, at that time, there was two people in it, and they got out. And a member of the public actually seen the smoke, so they actually informed the fire brigade. The problem was there was a breeze yesterday, and it left the flames travelling through the whole house. The house is totally got it, and it made it more difficult for the fire brigade too, because the fire brigade were there for a good length of time, because whenever they were getting the flame out, every so often it reignited.
The family in question do have insurance, but we know, you know, that that's going to take some time to process, and they're going to have a few difficult weeks ahead while they have to go through all the paperwork and bureaucracy that entails. In the meantime, you're giving the community an opportunity to offer and lend some help.
Yeah, there's a GoFundMe page set up through my page and Facebook, and as you said, Donald, there's a lot of red tape to go through, and it could be 6-7 weeks away before these people have any money to, you know, for the basic items like the clothes on your back, the shoes, the coats, you know, all the simple stuff, and also your passports, all your documentation, your medical cards, all that's gone. And
the introduction of regional health areas has been described as a step in the right direction in Sláinte care reforms. That's the view of the Irish Patients Association. The government's approved the move, which will see one person in charge of service delivery in 6 regions. They'll be introduced in a phased manner from next year and fully operational from 2024. Irish Patients Association Stephen McMahon says reform of the health service will take a number of years.
certainly this is another small step forward towards trying to deliver the Launch a Care programme. And the reality is that there is no silver bullet. It's going to take a number of years, and it's going to need the continued political agreement and the issues of accountability.
An investigation is continuing after three teenagers were assaulted by a group in Letterkenny Town Park. The three male youths were playing football in the area on Saturday when they were set upon by the group at around 8:35pm. One male sustained injuries which are not believed to be life-threatening. Sergeant Charlene Anderson is appealing to anyone who was in the park at the time to come forward.
Gardaí and Letterkenny are investigating a number of assaults which took place in the town park in Letterkenny on Saturday the 2nd of April, approximately 8:35pm. So there were three male youths and these were playing football in the park when they were approached by approximately five to six young males who proceeded to assault them. Injuries were sustained by one of the males, however, thankfully, none of which is thought to be life-threatening. So we're appealing this morning to anyone who was in around the town park area between 8pm and 9pm on April 2nd and who may have observed the group of young males. Indeed, anyone who may have parked in the area, who may have dash cam footage, we'd be anxious to talk to them as well. And we'd ask them to contact Gardaí and Letterkenny on 074 917 7100.
There's calls on the government to pass the Road Traffic and Roads Bill quickly to crack down on uninsured drivers. The Motor Insurance Bureau of Ireland says there were just over 174,100 uninsured vehicles on the roads last year, up more than 23,000 on 2018. MIBI Chief Executive David Fitzgerald says the issue is becoming increasingly problematic.
There's significant costs involved. Every year, the MIBI has to pay out between 60 to 70 million euros in claims, primarily to people who've been the victims of accidents involving uninsured vehicles. We estimate that adds approximately 30 to 35 euros on the cost of every motor insurance policy in the country, as the cost of our claims are fully funded by the motor insurance industry of Ireland.
It's been claimed that mining is destroying the local environment in Inishowen. There's outrage on the peninsula after a licence was renewed for gold mining of Arkell Resources Limited to prospect for gold and silver in the area. Tony Devine is a member of Save Inishowen from Gold Mining.
Mining is not about bringing happiness and a healthy economy to Inishowen. It is about destruction of our community. It's about destruction of the land. It's about destruction of the air we breathe and the water we drink and the water that is needed as we move into climate change and biodiversity. And we need to be doing that fast. In other words, the mantra of the economy, which the mining industry thinks about, is not the economy of the future. They're the old way, and the old way is dangerous and destructive to the land we live in and to the people who live in it.
Chair of the Green Party in Donegal, Michael White, says mining in the county is something he doesn't agree with.
I'm against prospecting and mining in Inishowen. So I'd be very clear about that. I've seen what a large mining operation can do. I once visited the Lachine mine in County Tipperary, and it just creates a mess. We've seen there's a lot of protests against Dalriadan's plans for Fermanagh, which would impact South Donegal. So I'd be strongly against it. So on foot of hearing about this, actually, I heard about it for the first time, I think, yesterday. I've put in an inquiry into the Department of Energy to find out what's happening. And as soon as I know anything more, I'll maybe give you guys an update if I can.
A man has been arrested and a quantity of drugs seized in Strabane following an incident in the town in the early hours of this morning. Substantial damage was also caused to a flat on Main Street after a fire broke out at 12:40am today. Trish Laverty has more.
Police and Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service responded to the fire in the early hours of this morning. There were no reports of injuries. However, the blaze, which has been deemed accidental, caused substantial smoke and fire damage to the flat. Chief Inspector Clive Beattie says while emergency services were at the scene, a small but sophisticated drug operation was discovered in a neighbouring property. Suspected Class B drugs with an estimated street value of around £6,500 were seized, along with drugs paraphernalia. A 37-year-old man remains in custody after he was arrested on suspicion of possession of a Class B drug, possession of a Class B drug with intent to supply, and cultivating cannabis. Chief Inspector Beattie is appealing to anyone with information about drug misuse or drug dealing to call the non-emergency number 101.
Gardaí and Ballyshannon are investigating a number of break-ins in the district. They're particularly keen to trace the movements of two vehicles they believe to be connected to one incident. Donal Kavanagh has more details.
Between 9am and 12 noon on Wednesday last, the rear window of a property in Tubber Ballantra was forced open and entry was gained. Nothing is believed to have been stolen. However, Gardaí are particularly interested in any sightings or dashcam footage of a white Mitsubishi Jeep with the partial registration 151MO and a black Skoda, partial registration 09KE in the Tubber area on the morning in question. In a separate incident, the front door of a mobile home was forced open at a caravan park near Osnala Beach between 6 on Tuesday last and 1 o'clock the following afternoon. Nothing was stolen during the break-in. Gardaí are urging anyone who noticed any suspicious activity in the area at the time to contact Ballyshannon Garda Station.
The Bishop of Raphoe has launched a new pastoral plan for the diocese. Bishop Alan McGaughian says the future decline in the number of priests is a big concern. The new plan for the Diocese of Raphoe for the next 2 years was launched at 7 o'clock Mass on the 31st of March in the Cathedral of St. Eunan and St. Columba in Letterkenny. With more, here's Michaela Clark.
A draft document of the plan prepared by a group of priests, religious and lay faithful under the chairmanship of Father Michael McKeever was presented to Bishop McGaughian last summer. He recommended the plan to the diocese with the belief it will foster a synodal spirit of cooperation between priests and people. The priority for the diocese in the first year, Bishop McGaughian says, will be the training and formation or renewal of effective parish pastoral councils in as many parishes as possible. The plan proposes a renewal of faith formation across the ages with an emphasis on children and young adults. Bishop McGaughian says the plan will involve a serious review of the whole diocese to discern how best to proceed into the future. He's raised concern about the decline in the number of priests, saying it is a worry for many. Bishop McGaughian says the realities of such will be faced with the formation of parish pastoral councils and other councils.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find everything you need to kick off your fitness journey at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time for sport. We say good evening, Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Starting with football and the FAI Schools Junior Girls National Cup semi-final today. Scolwara Buncrana defeated St. Attractus Tobercurry by 2-1 in extra time. Jodie Lochary got the winner there for Scolwara Buncrana, so well done to them in that semi-final today. And the action continues this evening in the Premier Division of the SSE Electricity League, with Sligo Rovers hosting Bohemians at the Showgrounds. 7:45 is the kick-off time. A win for Sligo would see them move back into second on the table, 5 points behind the leaders, Derry City. Second half goals from Will Patching and Ronan Boyce helped City extend their lead at the top last night to 6 points as Rory Higgins' side defeated UCD 2-0. Derry's next game is against Finn Harps this Saturday evening in Ballybuffet. Harps go into that fixture still chasing a first home win of the season. The Donegal side remain second from bottom after last night's 2-2 draw with Drogheda United. Harps boss Ollie Horgan says they're looking forward to their next outing as it is a derby.
It's a huge game at the best of times. I mean, over the last number of years, we probably bridged the gap to, you know, we decreased the difference in standard between the two clubs and players. I think with what Rory has taken in and, you know, with the way they've started off, I think there is a gap there. There's no point in me pretending that there isn't. We're just hoping maybe that we can get that extra little bit out of the players to try and equalise it or make it difficult. But there's no point in pretending that Derry are on top of the table. They're top of the table on top of the table for a reason, because they've smashing players and have got lads back that were there before, you know, including one or two that were with us along the way. And you know, Rory and Alan Reynolds have driven them on, and nobody more clever than them.
Finn Harps play Derry City on Saturday. 5:30 is the kick-off time at Finn Park. And in the Irish League Premiership tonight, Cloughtonville can close the gap on leaders Linfield to a point if they win on the road. Paddy McLaughlin's side go to Portadown. Cross Channel Liverpool continue their unlikely pursuit of 4 major trophies in a season in the Champions League tonight. They visit Benfica in the first leg of their quarter final. Manager Jurgen Klopp is relishing the challenge.
It's all good. It's the situation we dreamed of, if we would have dreamed before the season. So now we are here, and now let's try to get the most of it.
Tonight's other first leg game sees Manchester City play host to Atletico Madrid. Both those games start at 8 o'clock. And Real Madrid coach Carlo Ancelotti could miss their Champions League quarter-final with Chelsea at Stamford Bridge tomorrow. The Italian hasn't travelled to London after missing their weekend win in the Spanish League due to coronavirus. There's a chance he could make the game if he tests negative tomorrow. Kieran Tierney looks set to miss the rest of the season and potentially Scotland's World Cup playoffs. The Arsenal fullback requires surgery this week on a knee injury, leaving him on the sidelines for a number of months. And there's five matches in the English Championship tonight. It's Millwall against Swansea City. Peterborough United, they play Luton Town. Preston North End are up against Blackpool. Sheffield United meet QPR. And Reading play Stoke City. Well, in Gaelic games, Armagh star forward Rian O'Neill has been hit with a proposed one-game ban for his involvement in the heated exchanges at the end of the recent league encounter with Donegal in Letterkenny. Oisin Kelly has more.
The Central Competitions Control Committee have looked at the match video, and O'Neill now joins his teammates Stephen Campbell, Kieran Mackin and Aidan Nugent on the suspended list for the Armagh-Donegal Championship encounter at the end of this month. If Armagh fail through the various stages of the appeal process, it will be a huge blow for the Orchard County, with a selection of their big hitters absent from the battle in Ballybuffet on Sunday the 24th of April. Donegal will of course be without Orne McFadden Ferry and Neil McGee for that game. Highlands match analyst Brendan Kilcoyne says it will be a huge loss for Armagh if their star man is missing.
Massive blow altogether, Oisin. And, you know, we saw him introduced at halftime in the league game out in O'Donnell Park, and he came on and really had a major influence on turning the game in Armagh's favour, kicked three scores. But, you know, possibly Armagh will, you know, regret appealing that decision to the suspension of Stephen Campbell, Aidan Nugent and Kieran Mackin, because, you know, he's their talisman, he's their star man, he's been superb the whole way through the National League. So, you know, if he's out, you would have to think that it tips the balance firmly in Donegal's favour for McCool Park on the 24th of April. Now, listen, they have a couple of other options in that, you know, they can go to the Hearings Committee and the Central Appeals Committee, and then they have the DRA, so there are a couple of avenues for them to explore in order to get some of these suspensions overturned. But you would have, again, you just have to wonder about the wisdom of appealing the original three suspensions based on that, because it did allow the CCCC to introduce video evidence, and I think it was apparent then what happened. And, you know, obviously Rian O'Neill is a big loss, and I think true Gaels want to see the top players play a championship, Oisin, so it's not really a good thing in any respect that them four are, Orne McFadden Ferry and Neil McGee, are going to be missing. But that's the consequences of the brawl.
In rugby, Dan Levy says he's very proud of all he's achieved during his short career. The Leinster and Ireland back row has been forced to retire at the age of just 27. Levy was advised to retire due to ongoing problems stemming from a serious knee injury sustained just over 2 years ago. He won a Champions Cup with Leinster and started four of Ireland's games during the Grand Slam winning season of 2018. And Ulster, they'll be without Ethan McElroy for Saturday's Heineken Champions Cup first leg away to Toulouse. The winger suffered a blow to the head in last weekend's defeat. And finally, for this evening in golf, Tiger Woods has confirmed he'll play in this week's Masters. The five-time winner of the green jacket hasn't played since suffering multiple serious injuries in a car crash 14 months ago. But Woods has been practicing at Augusta since late last week and plans a further 9 holes tomorrow. That's your sport this evening. It's back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Weather now. A cloud will break up this evening with scattered showers developing, especially in the west. Scattered showers tonight too, most frequent in the west, possibly turning heavy at times. Lowest temperatures of 3 to 5 degrees. Closing headlines now. The Taoiseach has said Sinn Féin's approach to climate change is beyond all credibility during a heated row over the carbon tax. The Ukrainian's president has told the United Nations Security Council there's not a single crime Russian troops wouldn't commit. A new GoFundMe page has been set up for a family whose house has been destroyed by fire in Newton Cunningham, and the introduction of regional health areas has been described as a step in the right direction in sláinte care reforms. That is the view of the Irish Patients Association. That's it for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for Tuesday evening, the 5th of April. The death has occurred of Cathal Dugan, Mahershan Valley, Castle Finn, County Donegal. Cathal will be reposing at his late residence in Mahershan Valley, Castle Finn, from tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock to 10 p.m. Funeral from his late residence on Thursday morning at 20 past 10, going to St. Mary's Church, Castle Finn, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The house is private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The Mass can be viewed on the Ernie Castle Finn Facebook page. The death has taken place of Mary McLaughlin, Ballyheeny, Malinhead. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 10:30, going to the Star of the Sea Church, Malinhead, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment afterwards in Lag Cemetery, Malin. House private, please, at the request of the deceased. The death has taken place of Jacques Mandelbroit. His remains will leave Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield, tomorrow morning at 11:30, travelling to his daughter, Dr. Muriel Sweeney's residence in Crumlin, Ardra, followed by private cremation. Locals can pay their respects as the funeral passes through Ardra at 12 noon. Family home and funeral home are private to family only, please. The death has taken place of Frank Harkin, Crahenan, Quigley's Point. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to St. Columbus Church, Drung, Quigley's Point, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Neely Boyle, Paddy, Mean Dernislow, Anna Gray. His remains will repose in McGlynn's funeral home today until 6 o'clock, followed by removal to his late residence. The house is strictly private to family, close friends and neighbours, with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in the Star of the Sea Church, Annagree. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. The funeral can be viewed live on the Star of the Sea Church Annagree webcam. The death has taken place of Morris Russell, Tully Beg, Church Hill. Morris's remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal from there tomorrow afternoon for service at 2 o'clock in the Church of St. Finian and St. Mark, Kilmacrenan, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. House private on the day of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations to the Oncology Day Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The funeral service can be viewed on the Charlie McLafferty Funeral Director's Facebook page. The death has occurred of Jim Boyle, Morris, Inch Island. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Removal on Thursday morning at 10:20 to Our Lady of Lourdes Church, Inch, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only. Jim's funeral and Requiem Mass will be recorded and can be viewed later in the evening on Inishowen Funeral Services Facebook page or on YouTube. The death has taken place of Rita Hewitson, Nima Carey, Kildara, Dunfanaghy. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral service in St. Michael's Church, Creasla, on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. The Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Brother Kevin Capuchin Day Centre, Dublin, care of any family member, or James Harkin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Sadie Hunter, Ní Holmes, 130 Ernie Road, Claddy, and formerly of Castle Finn. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral leaving her home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Donnylip, at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via Donnyloops Chapel's YouTube channel. And the death has occurred of Willie Brown, Donegal Road, Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving his late residence tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorlar at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live via the parish webcam. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.